Thank you. Thank you. submit the holy God. And it's not just about mercy, but rather more. It is not just his own devices. It is not just waiting through. The Bible pleads with you, I might say, the intercedes for you. He pleads with you, so that he's going to pray for you, so that he can bring it to fruitfulness. If you're a good man of God, feed it, nurture it, take care of it, and give it a chance, just to us. No one else will have to see it from the years of being conscious of it. Now, a part of prayer says, and I think too, by grace alone, that we are saved through faith, not through works, but it comes to faith, yes? Faith is not dishonoring. To be fruitful by itself. It's not going to go out on a Saturday night, oh, it's not quite so good, it's to be fruitful. It's all going to the loving care, what we call grace. But this grace does not really make any sense. It soon is the waste of faith. It's already been taken. No, no, no. What is it? Down to that one, everyone will come to faith. Would say that's a sensible thing to do. Because so many of the gospels do not work like that. The love of God is extravagant and overflowing, full of grace at every step. We love the Father very profoundly, we know this. But whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus warns us of our faith, he calls us to repentance. He sees before the Father. He does not desire death and punishment, but mercy for us. He blessed his word to teach us. The Father and the Son send his Spirit to dig around our roots and cover the weary. Grace, 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 and more grace, obviously, this the way. So this troublesome little passage is actually rather uplifting. Intelligent, knowing we are loved and forgiven, thinking in time, we need to feel often good and loving. Don't wish to look on those of you. I think I've told the story of the training demons before, but it's worth repeating it rather fast. The training demons is teaching a class. How he goes to the training demons. And you just be sure that people do not turn to faith. If they miss it, I think this goes on mercy. That's okay. So then, there is no such thing as sin. Don't be ridiculous, says the teacher. Everyone knows that there is right and wrong. Everyone knows that there is such thing as sin. And once again, they're like, so then, someone knows no such thing as judgment. Everyone knows that there must be a reckoning, that those who have done wrong will pay. Long term, how can you just consider that people do not turn to Christ, that they miss it by the grace of mercy? There won't be another hand over. So, tell them that they have plenty of time. Tell them that there is no hope. The gardener asks for another year. The gardener asks for another year. There's mercy is infinite, but our time to make up our minds is not. None of us knows when our moment will come, the moment when we are called to face our Maker. Let God's abundant grace while we may. Pray for your friends and family while we may. Pray for all of those who love while we may. Pray for your own acquaintance to be renewed and pray for them. May we receive in perfect love, troubled, the grace of God that is with love and mercy.